From our use of drones to the detention of terrorist suspects, the decisions that we are making now will define the type of nation and world that we leave to our children.
That's from President Obama's speech at the National Defense University yesterday. It dealt with drones and press freedom and his own powers as president, and of course, the prison at Guantanamo Bay. Now, as you might expect, has drawn some sharp criticism from Republican senators for urging the repeal of the 2001 law that effectively authorized the war on terror. That's known as the Authorization of the Use of Military Force, AUMF. The president talked about it. Senator John McCain is one of those critics. He said the president's assumption that al-Qaeda is, quote, on the run, McCain called that, quote, incredible. But McCain seemed open to the idea of closing Gitmo.
There are a lot of moving parts to closing Guantanamo Bay, not the least of which is where you put these people. Al-Qaeda will be with us for a long time.
Now, this was a wide-ranging speech by any measure, but it really sought to look beyond the politics of here and now, scandals and immigration policy and things that are going on now, ask questions about how America is seen and how the future presidents will use the power at American president's disposal. We've got two points of view on this. Tom Junot is author of the essay, The Lethal Presidency of Barack Obama, and he's a writer at large at Esquire magazine. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Todd.
Joining us via Skype, Noreen Shaw is associate director, counterterrorism and human rights project at Columbia University, who's here with me in studio. Hi, Noreen.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you both. Noreen, let me start with you. The president talked about the fight entering a new phase. The president talked about taking the country away from a war footing, where it's been for the last 12 years. And I wonder if what you heard from the president, you think that he is prepared to actually draw us back from a footing of war, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's drones, whether it's targeted killing, whether it's Gitmo. It's all of these things together, but he wants us to be on a different path. What did you think?
I thought the speech was a huge step forward in the right direction. President Obama clearly announced that lethal force shouldn't be the first option. It should be the last resort. And even while he talked about threats against the United States evolving, he recognized that those threats don't mean that we should be engaged on the global battlefield going against every bad guy who is anti-American in his sentiments. We should only be going after people who pose an imminent threat and for whom there is no other option but lethal force.
Tom, you know, let me play for you a clip from the president. I want you to react to it so that we can frame this discussion as the president presented it.
As our fight enters a new phase, America's legitimate claim of self-defense cannot be the end of the discussion. To say a military tactic is legal or even effective is not to say it is wise or moral in every instance. For the same progress that gives us the technology to strike half a world away also demands the discipline to constrain that power or risk abusing it.
Tom Junot of Esquire, he's talking about drones in many ways, but he's also talking about narrowing the use of force in getting the country off a war footing. What did you think?
I don't think that yesterday he really did talk about narrowing the use of force. The administration has given a series of speeches about the use of lethal force over the past year and a half. In every single one of those speeches, they've spoken of narrow limits on the use of force. They have never spoken expansively of the use of force. They have always, virtually in every single speech, have portrayed lethal force as an option of last resort rather than first resort. Their rhetoric has been, you know, very, very strong on this, and yet they've relentlessly, up till now, expanded the use of lethal force. So I think that rhetorically the speech was indeed a step forward. I don't think that we can judge the president by his rhetoric.
One thing that the president said, Tom Junot, talked about this authorization of the use of military force. We don't want to get down into the weeds with legislation, but he talked about going to Congress to actually have this officially limited. I don't know if Congress is interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, the president from the start, or the administration from the start, has basically, you know, sort of justified the use of lethal force on the basis that it was moral because, you know, moral men were implementing it, which is I think a dangerous thing. Yesterday, the president began stepping away from that. I think he started talking about steps that would lead him away from that, actual structures and the revision, the repeal, the non-expansion of the AUMF was a big part of that.
Noreen Shaw from Columbia. Tom Junot thinks that the president can't be judged on his rhetoric. Look, we're all into evidence, not words. It matters what politicians do, not what they say or what they think. Taking these actions that he's talking about, and thousands have died in drone strikes, in addition to the four Americans that the president acknowledged, it is a difficult thing for a president with an effective tool at his disposal to stop using it.
That's right. But what we've seen here is President Obama implicitly say that this is no longer going to be a secret war run by the spy agency, the CIA, and it's going to be a war that's going to be restrained. Now, I don't think he's going to go back to Congress and say, hold me back. I don't think we're going to see that. But we are hearing him send a signal to all of the people that he works with, all the agencies, that, look, we've got to hold back on what we're doing. We've only got to go after the real imminent threats. Now, the devil's in the detail. What does he mean when he says we're only going to go after real imminent threats? And that's the question going forward.
So you think it really matters moving the drone program to the Department of Defense away from the secret spy agency, from the CIA? That matters.
Absolutely. This is the first time President Obama is really coming out in the open to say we're doing drone wars. And the reason is because he's planning to move it away from the CIA, which is characterized by secrecy, classified information, to the Department of Defense. And we can hope that we're going to see more disclosure now.
Two views on the president's speech yesterday at the National Defense University on drones on Gitmo. But we talked about the president trying to get the United States off of a war footing, or at least steering it in that direction. Can he do it? We will see. That was Tom Junot. He's author of the essay The Lethal Presidency of Barack Obama and a writer at large at Esquire magazine. And joining me, Noreen Shaw, Associate Director of Counterterrorism and Human Rights at Columbia University. Thank you both.
Thanks, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.